Hi, this is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 21. To those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know that what I talk about here is my opinion and from my experience with guitars, amps, effects, and so on. Please chime in with comments and questions with emails to info@theguitarpodcast.net. Also, please join me on Facebook and just go to theguitarpodcast.net, click the like button. You'll get instant updates of when new episodes come out and as well as when videos are submitted and are uploaded and so on. So today's episode is going to be fairly short because I'm working on some videos for last week's episode and for this week's episode. I want to talk about some questions I've gotten in recently, kind of the focus of the Guitar Podcast going forward. I want to continue to discuss different things, you know, from guitars and effects and equipment and stuff like that, but I really think I need to talk about actually playing, you know, as well as other players and events that are going on in the guitar world. But actually, some things that might help you improve your playing. You may already do some of these exercises, but for those of you who don't, well, these could be very helpful to you. I am doing a short video about the chromatic exercise I did last week. Me verbally describing the exercise wasn't good enough for you to be able to see me doing it on video and hear it. I think that should help quite a bit. Also, this week, I want to also release episode 21 exercise. So basically each episode I want to talk about whatever I'm going to talk about, but along with that just talk about an exercise or a little technique or a little something to help you with your guitar playing or something that I may have learned recently and think, oh, this is really cool, I want to show this to you. So it may take up a short bit of the episode, it may take a significant amount of time out of the episode, and then again, I want to have a corresponding video to go with it. These videos are really super short. Anyway, I'm working right now trying to get the right export setting from Final Cut that works really well with the new iPhone 4 video camera, because it's really easy to take good video on it. It's just and edit and everything. It looks really good in Final Cut. It's just exporting it the right way so it looks really good when it's an MOV file that I can upload it to Facebook or YouTube. I haven't quite decided which way I want to go with that. I'm leaning towards putting it on YouTube and then linking to it from Facebook page. So that's what I want to do, and I thank Phil for bringing that up to me about, you know, some tips on warm-ups and stuff like that. I really like hearing from you. I really like it if you guys keep sending me emails with questions and comments. I think it'll help make the podcast better. I think if you're asking that question, more than likely other people have the same issue or question about guitar. What I want to talk about this week, as far as the exercise is, it's a hammer-on exercise where, say, you grab a hold of one string and plant your index finger down and then hammer on and off with the middle finger on the very next fret. Say you're on the 5th fret and you hammer on and off from the 6th fret. So it's 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, over and over and over again. And then you do the same thing with your ring finger. So it'd be 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, 7, just over and over and over again. And the video will demonstrate this much better than me telling you. And then the next one is you do the little finger, so it's 5, 8. Which is a little more difficult because typically the little finger is the weakest finger on your hand. And then the next thing, here's where it gets a little more difficult, is you put your middle finger down, say on the 6th fret, and then you hammer on and off with the ring finger. So it's 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, over and over and over again. And then from there, you do it with your pinky, your little finger. So it's your middle finger and your little finger. So it's 6, 8, 6, 8, 6, 8, 6, 8, 6, 8, 6, 8, over and over and over again. then the really, really tough part, and you'll see in the video, I even struggle with this, and I've done this exercise over the years, not as religiously as I should, but if you do it, you will be a legato master with hammer-ons and pull-offs if you use this technique, if you practice this way. This is where you put your ring finger down on the 7th fret and then hammer on and pull off with that little finger on the 8th fret. So it's 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8. And this is just a big pain in this particular aspect of it. Say if you were using your metronome, set it to about 80 and do hammer-ons and pull-offs for like 4 beats and the 5-6. And then move to the 5-7 for the next, then 5-8 for the next. And the metronome is basically just keeping time for how long you're supposed to stay at that position, like on 5-6 and then 5-7. Not necessarily that you're supposed to hammer on and pull off of 5-7, 5-7, 5-7, really slow. It's at whatever pace you can really do, your hammer-ons and pull-offs. So give that a shot. Anyway, I'm really focusing my time this week on trying to get these videos right and get them up. Check out the Facebook page, and then you'll see the videos there after I publish this podcast. I'll have a video that'll say for exercise 4, episode 20, which is the chromatic exercise I talked about last week, and then there'll be exercise for episode 21, which is this one where we're talking about the hammer-on exercise. And next week I'll have something different. It might not be an exercise. It might be just say, hey, this is really something that you should know how to do or whatever. I want to try to have that every week. There may be some weeks where I just talk the whole time, but I really like the idea of having not only a discussion of guitar topics, but to also have some instruction, have some guidance there for you. And initially, I don't want this to be an instructional video, an instructional guitar podcast, because I think there are plenty of them out there. I just think there's something that some people in this audience may not check out these other guitar podcasts or instructional podcasts. So just kind of want to add that in there. Also, please chime in with some emails or whatever. Let me know what you think about this going this way. Basically, I'm serving you, the audience. If you think this is really a bad way to go for the podcast, let me know. I want to hear from you. I may just go ahead and do it anyway, but at least your voice will be heard. Also, whenever you email a comment to me or a question, if it's something you want me to talk about on the air, more than likely, if you're asking a question, I would like to comment on it on the air because, like I said before, if you're questioning it, if you have a question about it, perhaps there are other listeners who have questions as well, and I would like to just use your first name. Say, like Phil last week, I used his name, and it was really pretty cool to put a name with a question so that, it's a real person. I'm not making it up. I obviously didn't think about some of the audience would really like to hear information about warm-ups and exercises and stuff. I think these are two really good exercises or really good warm-ups, and I hope you really get a lot out of them. Like I said, I know this is a really short episode. It looks to be only about 10 minutes or so. But I think you're going to get a lot out of once these videos are up. I think you're going to get a lot out of the videos. So, watch the videos and play. Watch them, grab your guitar and start doing this stuff. Because if you're, and don't jump in and try to do it faster than me or as fast or whatever. Do it at your own pace because you'll only be hurting yourself by trying to outdo whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm faster than Lauren. That's great if you are. If you already are, then that's cool. This may be something that you already do. But this is something I want you to have your guitar in your hands and work on this. So it'd be you know, a hands-on guitar podcast. With that, pretty much, I'm going to sign off. I hope you email me and let me know what you think. And join me on the Facebook page. This is Lauren signing off for the Guitar Podcast.